You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations Security Council has heard Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan have captured more than 50 of 370 districts since May and are positioning to take over cities as foreign troops withdraw. The UN's special envoy to Afghanistan, Deborah Lyons, says most of the districts captured by the Taliban surround provincial capitals.
More than 50 of Afghanistan's 370 districts have fallen since the beginning of May. Most districts that have been taken surround provincial capitals, suggesting that the Taliban are positioning themselves to try and take these capitals once foreign forces are fully withdrawn.
Speaking at a high-level virtual meeting of the Security Council on Tuesday, the head of the UN mission in Afghanistan says the resilience of the Afghan people is being severely tested and the possibility of the country sliding into dire scenarios is undeniable. Ms. Lyons says the announcement earlier this year that foreign troops would withdraw rippled through Afghanistan.
The mid-April announcement that all international troops will be withdrawn in the coming months sent a seismic tremor through the Afghan political system and society at large. The withdrawal decision was expected, but its speed, with the majority of troops now already withdrawn, was not. All actors have had to adjust to this new reality that is unfolding.
The UN official says the Taliban's military campaign is a direct contrast to recent statements from the head of its political mission, who said the group is committed to negotiating in an atmosphere of mutual respect. She warns that increased conflict in Afghanistan poses a security risk to many other countries.
It would lead to increased and prolonged violence that would extend the suffering of the Afghan people and threaten to destroy much of what has been built and hard won in the past 20 years. It should be emphatically clear that any efforts to install a militarily imposed government in Kabul would go against the will of the Afghan people and against the stated positions of the regional countries and the broader international community.
Almost one-third of Afghans face emergency levels of food insecurity, while this year's drought worsens and internal displacements increase. Civilian casualties have increased by 29% in the first quarter of 2021 compared to the same period last year, with a notable increase in casualties among women and children. Ms. Lyons says civilians are deliberately and routinely targeted in clear violation of international humanitarian law.
Preserving the rights of women remains a paramount concern and must not be used as a bargaining chip at the negotiating table. Men's rights are not negotiable. Women's rights are not negotiable. Human rights are not negotiable.
The UN Special Representative says that February 2020 agreement between the United States and the Taliban generated hopes of peace among Afghans, but instead, progress on the battlefield has been far greater than at the negotiating table. Afghanistan's Foreign Minister, Mohammad Hanif Atmar, says returning to a protracted conflict poses a serious threat not only to Afghanistan, but to the region and the world.
This is certainly not an outcome to be accepted after two decades of enormous sacrifices in blood and treasure by Afghans and our international partners. Profoundly appreciating your sacrifices and support over the past two decades, we, the government and people of Afghanistan, are committed to continue to work with our international and regional partners, not to let our joint sacrifices go in vain and work to achieve our shared goal of peace, security, and prosperity.
Mr. Atmar says his government welcomed the agreements between the United States and the Taliban, and that the U.S. and NATO have met almost all their obligations under the agreement, including the troop withdrawal. But he says the Taliban have not honored any of their obligations under the agreement because they keep ties with international terrorism, continue to escalate violence, and have shown no positive response to any peace plan. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the decision to withdraw all troops from Afghanistan was not taken lightly. She says the U.S. commitment to Afghanistan's safety and security endures, and the U.S. will support the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces in securing their country. Ms. Thomas-Greenfield says the international community must push for meaningful and inclusive negotiations with the full participation of women that will lead to a permanent and comprehensive ceasefire and a just and durable political settlement. With a message to the Taliban, the U.S. ambassador reiterated that a military path will not lead to legitimacy.
The world will not recognize the establishment in Afghanistan of any government imposed by force, nor the restoration of the Islamic Emirate. There is only one way forward, a negotiated and inclusive political settlement through an Afghan-led and Afghan-owned process.
As the Security Council met, the Taliban captured Afghanistan's main border crossing with Tajikistan after security forces abandoned their posts, with some fleeing across the border. U.S. troops have been in Afghanistan for 20 years. Its remaining 2,500 troops are expected to be completely out of the country by September 11th. About 7,000 personnel from mainly NATO countries, including Australia, New Zealand, and Georgia, are also planning to leave by that date. Osama Al-Ghalib, SBS News.